You are listening to Type Radio. Our name is Meet. Now we are talking.
Type Radio FM.
Now we're talking.
Do you have, what are your favorite designers?
Whew. Wow. Oh, this is a huge question. Our favorite designers?
For me, one is Archentri for
Serbia.
American designer.
Sorry, can you repeat his name?
Archentri, you know?
Archentri?
No.
No?
It's he's the one who designed recently the Bad Motorfinger cover for Soundgarden.
In the 90s?
In the 90s it was like silk screen printing.
Punk posters.
And,
grunge posters, all the images for the grunge subcultures in Seattle in the middle 90s. And for you?
Well, I think being that we have to talk for the whole five of us, we'll try to be. I think we range from people like Archentri to like the. Those you can call the classical avant-garde old graphic designers or graphic design schools to modern type designers. So I really like Jonathan Bambrook. I like a lot of his job. I like the Damien Hirst book that was really wonderful, but also I think all the starting points, like the Bauhaus school, that's like pretty crazy to. I don't know. It's a strange question, but I know you know that.
Do you have Italian heroes?
Oh yeah,
Brunari.
Okay.
We are always like. Really in love with Bruno Munari, not just the things he did, but the way he did them, the way he talked about what he was doing, and his books and all the stuff. Yeah,
I think because now recently they're reissuing a lot of the
books.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
all the books are wonderful. It's like having a weird things in your hand, and it's like woohoo.
It's like what?
Like woo, that's wonderful.
Good.
So yeah, but yeah, collect? And also a lot of.
Do you collect
books?
No,
from
everywhere.
we try, but. A lot of those are so much expensive, and this is a real problem. But if it's possible,
but you also mean things like I don't know, design examples or something like that.
I don't know, whatever.
Well, yeah, actually, I think when we are in other places, we tend to collect all the postcards, all the things you like, because it's like visual stimuli. So it's yeah, we tend to. Yeah.
Could you imagine yourself doing something else than graphic design? And if so, what would that be?
Yeah, to say that we like doing graphic design, but to be honest, I was thinking about if we have other areas in which we can work, and I think I think nearly everybody can also do something else. But when it comes to if there's another thing that I can do, liking it as much as designing, well, I'm not really sure, because it's like, I mean, I've been drawing since I was a kid, and during all the years I was like, well, it would be nice to live drawing. And then obviously when you grow up, your idea what drawing means changes a little bit, but basically that's what we live on right now. So being that since I was a kid, that was the only thing I was thinking about, probably. Yeah, maybe you can live out of don't know, having a shop and selling things, but in the end it's not like like creating something or trying to, at least. So, yeah.
And you? No.
I like to paint on walls in a decorative way. And with Roberto, the next week we...
Yeah, we'll be on a wall project.
A wall project about... about John Lennon.
Yeah.
We do a... I don't know, 15
square meters.
Yes,
it would be more, I think. It's like a
linear
big
meters.
Wall for. Yeah, it's 50
why
meters.
John Lennon? Was that the assignment?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the assignment because the park where we are doing that thing is the John Lennon Park in place near here. So, but in a certain way, it's like the. It's a sort of graphic designing.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I meant by saying the different meaning of what I used to call drawing. So it's almost like
a work between graffiti writing and,
yeah.
And graphics. It's only graphic design on walls without letters.
Yeah.
Without big letters.
But do you do projects like this often?
Not as often as we
wanted
to, but yeah, yeah.
There's not that many walls in
Bologna. No. And you know what? We as a group, we are usually when clients come to us, they know they can ask for graphic design or also graphic design on walls on fair stands.
Yeah, for
exhibits. Yeah, exhibits. So, yeah, we also just have those kind of requests. So, yeah.
And you also give a workshop here at the conference.
Yes,
we
did.
Yeah, do you do that a lot? And what kind of conference? What kind of workshops do you organize?
Well, this is the second or third.
The third, I think.
Third workshop.
Yes.
We gave for the Fine Arts Academy. The others were one was about the transition from graffiti writing to
graphic
design. So what's common of the two, and if graffiti writing is more like vandalism, calligraphy, or graphic design, or whatever, and. This time it was something a lot more connected to the conference, obviously, and we have been asked to talk about the way you can try to communicate the design for all abstract theme, because we have been doing the identity for this festival, and we also our project for the DFA Italy branch logo was the winner project in the competition they held like 1 year and a half ago. So they asked us which was our approach to try and design something for the idea of design for all without choosing one disability or the other. So it was more about, well, we decided at least to make students think about how to deal with the metaphor to communicate something instead of actually producing a logo or a badge or a program. It was more the previous step, which is like the important part, like taking a brainstorming session and widening it,
expanding
it. And it was interesting because students at first were a little bit like, this is not the usual thing we do when we have tasks to develop, but But then they realized what the point was, and they started to really deeply think at something who could communicate the theme by using metaphors and then trying to adapt all the outputs they were supposed to think about for a conference. So from the poster to I don't know, pens, connecting all those things to the metaphor they have chosen. So it was interesting. Mm. We liked it. Hope they liked it too. So it was nice.
And what is your big dream for Meet? Like, what is the big dream job, or what do you see in the future?
World domination?
Or
maybe less vegetables? And no, well, don't know. We have to say that I think the main dream is to keep on working this way, because we are having fun and working this way. Even when you have some boring clients, that it's normal. That can be absolutely fine, as long as you get some really funny tasks like this one, I think. And what we will probably do in the next future will be try to involve more and more particular ways of printing in our design jobs. So just to trying and give people something which is not necessarily more expensive, it's just slightly different. So that's what we try to do.
Do you consider any women to be part of the Meets Collective?
Apart from
We have to say that well, the Meet Collective, it is a five-man collective, but just, I mean, it wasn't really a thought thing. I mean, it was what happened, it was it. But we collaborate with a lot of women on things, even because as we said, we have a lot of private projects, and all of private projects involve I don't know, other illustrators, or some projects are about printing illustrated stories. We have an editorial project that way, and we have a lot of fixed collaborators, which are women.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're open to anybody. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're listening to Type Radio, typeradio.org.